In Syria, a temporary ceasefire has been extended for 3 more days for the city of Homs. But ceasefire is a loose term. Over the weekend, shelling and shooting continued, even as humanitarian convoys tried to bring emergency supplies into the besieged city. 11 people were killed. The UN humanitarian chief says relief workers were also deliberately targeted. Since Friday, more than 1,000 civilians have been evacuated from rebel-held areas of Homs. Today was relatively quiet. No one was killed trying to flee the city. But tensions have flared over who is being evacuated and whether they include rebel fighters. Earlier today, I spoke with Sam Dagger, who is in Homs, reporting for The Wall Street Journal. He told me that any of the male evacuees who were of fighting age had to go through government screening before they could be relocated.
The UN has actually agreed with the Syrian authorities that, anyone between the age of 15 and 54 needs to go through some processing with the authorities here. They need to find out if this person is affiliated with the rebels and whether this person is wanted by the authorities. Apparently, they have a list of wanted rebel fighters who, in the opinion of the regime here, have committed crimes and need to be referred to courts. So the UN has agreed to that.
What can you tell us about the emergency supplies, the humanitarian assistance that's been brought in to these besieged parts of Homs? Is that aid getting in, and who's able to get it?
The deal that the UN had brokered called for people to get out on Friday, which happened. We had about 80-some people. And then on Saturday came the more complicated part of it, where they wanted to take in 4 trucks of food, medicine, and hygiene kits and other urgently needed supplies. And the UN convoys on that day were deliberately attacked with mortars and then snipers, and 2 of them had to come back. So only half of the amount went in. And then what the UN tried to do the following day on Sunday was take in some supplies in their own armored vehicles, but obviously that was not enough.
Is it clear who is doing the attacking? Are the attacks coming from the Syrian government side or from the rebel-held side?
Well, the UN is not laying any blame at the moment, but 3 people I've spoken to who were part of that convoy told me that it was 100% the pro-government forces that fired at them, based on the assessment by the UN security team. The authorities here are, dispute that vehemently, and they say it was rebels who fired at the convoys. They say there's a dispute among rebel factions inside. One faction was on board with this operation. Another faction said no, we shouldn't even allow any civilians out, and that we should keep them as human shields, because if we let them out, then the regime is going to finish us off.
Sam, this area in Homs has been under siege for 18 months, and according to the World Food Program, people have been surviving on roots and weeds and grass. Have you been able to talk to people about just how desperate their condition is?
The situation is extremely desperate. I spoke to a couple just now, and they said, that the rebels had organized some sort of a food ration system. And then they said these amounts kept diminishing consistently until it's, about a month ago, no more flour, no more anything. I spoke to someone who said he was only eating olives.
Just one last question before I let you go, Sam. Are the evacuations continuing, or is that now over?
No, they're going to continue tomorrow and the day after.
And then the real question will be for the folks who remain, what happens to them? I mean, there are fears that that'll be an all-out massacre of the folks who are left in Homs.
Yes, these are the fears, because the government at that point will say, well, we've let out most of the civilians that want to leave, and we only have combatants left in there. So that is a real fear.
Sam Dagger, Middle East correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. He joined us from the Syrian city of Homs. Sam, thanks very much.